Okay, today's shiur is sponsored as Chus as Refuah Shleima for Baruch Ben Malka and Chana Tova Bas Esther Shoshana. They should have a Refuah Shleima v'seich Shachar Yisrael. Okay, so last week we had the Chus of starting the Halachos of Mizonos. We had started Hilchos Brachos before Pesach. We had four shiurim on that. Last week was the first one after the Yantav of Pesach, and we started the topic of Mizonos, and we said that Mizonos means you have a grain food, wheat, barley, rye, spelt, or oats, and it is made into something more chashev. It grows from the ground, so technically it should be hadama, but it's made into something more chashev, and we discussed when it was made into pas. Pas means bread, and we said there's two types of pas. There's a pas that's a meal type of food, and that is, of course, hamotzi, because that's not only pas, that's now lechem. Then there's a second type of pas, that is a snack type of pas, and we said there are three opinions of what is the snack type of pas. Opinion number one is when it's filled with fruit. Opinion number two was when it's made with fruit juice and a very sweet type of dough. Opinion number three was flat and thin and brittle. We said, as we know, we paskin that we make mizonos by all three of these types of foods. We discussed matzah for Ashkenazim, and we said the common denominator was that all of these opinions are pas that are a snack type of food. A meal type of food is hamotzi. Snack types of pas are mizonos. We discussed, let's say I take a snack type of pas that is mizonos, and if I make a bracha on it and I want to have one of them, it's mizonos, but I turn that into a meal. I turn that into a meal. Kvias Suda, as we call it. So we said that it doesn't depend on me. This is my breakfast, this is my lunch, this is my supper, that's absolutely irrelevant. This is my snack, that is irrelevant. What it depends on, we said, is clear what it depends on, although it's not so clear. It depends on halacha. Halacha tells us two opinions of what turns my snack type of pas into a meal that now requires hamotzi and a full benching. Opinion number one was the size of 8 kezias. Opinion number two was the normal amount of pas it's normal for a person to have during a meal. We said, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, and others, that it depends on each and every category for a person. Single girls, teenage boys, older women, older men, elderly individuals. So that turns it into a hamotzi. It doesn't make a difference if you're eating it as a snack. If you happen to eat that amount of kviyas suda, opinion number one, 8 kezias. Opinion number two, the normal amount to eat, that turns it into hamotzi, and you need to wash with hamotzi and a full berachas hamazon. That is what we discussed last week. With all of that, we can now see the silliness of what people call mizonos bread. Why is mizonos bread? Why is there no such thing as a mizonos roll, as mizonos bread? Because that is an oxymoron. Mizonos bread. Bread is lechem. Bread means a meal type of food. We use it, we make a sandwich out of it, and we spread things on it. That means that is a meal type of food. And we said very clearly, a halacha that you all know, that if I take something hamotzi, a meal type of pas, hamotzi food, and I eat it as a snack. As I said, my kids do that. They come home from school. You want to have a snack? Yeah, I want a piece of bread for snack. Of course, that's hamotzi. Just because I'm eating a bread for a snack doesn't turn it into mizonos. It's bread. It's hamotzi. Hamotzi food is always hamotzi. So the mizonos rolls, so first of all, we said, to fit into opinion number two, the fruit juice has to be the dominant taste. We said from the Chazon Ish that it has to taste like a sweet dessert food. No mizonos roll tastes like that. They don't put in that enough, that as much as that, to be considered, no questions as yet, I'm sorry, to be a sweet dessert food. It wouldn't taste good like that. A baker told a friend of mine that it would taste horrible if you have like a bread that tastes like that. There's no way they would make it like that. But anyways, it's a meal type of food. And we said matzah, even though it fits into category number three, why do the Ashkenazim make hamotzi on matzah? Because it is a meal type of food. I heard from Rabbi Belsky, who is in charge, one of the paiskim of the OU, and he said that 99.9% of mizonos rolls are hamotzi. And he said that I'm being very generous because he said, I never saw a mizonos roll. He said, all mizonos rolls are hamotzi. Besides what we said, and we just reviewed, that if you eat the amount together with other foods, the amount of a kviyas suda, then even if something is a mizonos, it turns into, if it is a pas above a kis, then it turns into hamotzi. But besides that, it itself is hamotzi. The OU, when you come to on an airplane and they have a airplane meal, and they have a roll, and it says Chol Yisrael and Glock Kosher at the same time, and it says that it's OU, and it says that it is Mizonos. The OU is very upset about that. That's what I heard from somebody that spoke to OU, and he said that they're very upset. They said they don't write that it's Mizonos. They said the airline puts that on because they don't want people to wash all at the same time, and there's stewardesses and stewards in the aisles, and they don't want people to get up, so they put that it's Mizonos. So he asked the OU, why don't you write on it that it's Hamotzi? He says, we don't write Halacha. We just write that it's kosher. It's right, it's kosher. He says they're the ones who put on that it's Mizonos, and it is incorrect. So if you have a box of pizza, you know, they buy the frozen by Amnon's, whatever it's called, and it says Berchos Mizonos. Okay, pizza, let's hold off on pizza. We'll get to that. That's next. We'll get there in a second. So Mizonos rolls are going to be Hamotzi. There's a sefer in BTU, and if you have your husbands who learn in BTU, there's a thin sefer on the shelf. It's a thin sefer, it's about 26 pages, and the name of the sefer is the bracha on Mizonos rolls is Hamotzi. So my father always says, from you know the people in art school, that sometimes from the title of a book you can't tell what it's about. This one you have no problem. So that's clear that Mizonos rolls should be Hamotzi. My wife was once on an airplane, I was with her, and you know, she wanted to make a Mizonos on it, and she didn't want to get up, and it was hard to get up. I told her she has to wash. So when we discussed Halachos of Al-Natil Sedayim back in the summer, we discussed, let's say I have something that's Hamotzi and I don't have access to water, cover my hands and things like that. Fine, those are Halachos we discussed back then. At 10 o'clock, if anyone wants to review those Halachos, we can. But that is a separate halacha, but we're going to say that Mizonos rolls are Hamotzi. Pizza. So, what bracha is pizza? So, as we keep on saying, that it depends on if the food is a meal type of food or is it a snack type of food. It does not depend on what you eat it as. It depends on what is this type of food. Is this a meal type of food or is it a snack type of food? What do you guys think?
It's a meal.
A meal food. Of course, pizza is a meal food. Now, I really shouldn't use the word of course, because I spoke to Rabbi Sachs and he told me that I shouldn't come out so stark that pizza is only Hamotzi. And the reason is the following. We all know, and I'm sure you all know of, and many of you know of, that Rav Moshe Feinstein said that one slice of pizza is Mizonos. Rav Moshe Feinstein. Many Paiskim say that nowadays that has changed. Rav Moshe Feinstein was talking about in the 70s where the pizza stores did not have a place to sit. It was made to take on the run. Then, back then, it was a snack food. Now it has changed to $2.50. In my days, it was $1.25. Mm-hmm. Now it's $2.50, and you don't call it a bakery, you call it a restaurant. Pizza is understood to be a meal type of food. I could tell you the paiskim that I saw that say one slice of pizza, one bite of pizza is Hamotzi, Rabbi Vadi Yosef, Rabbi Belsky, Rabbi Zalman Chemnitz Goldberg, Rabbi Schechter, Rabbi Willig, Rabbi Friedlander from the Rabbi Feinhandler from the Avnei Yoshveh. And I told Rabbi Sachs, I said, not that the Rav is obligated to follow Rabbi Willig and Rabbi Schechter, but I just wanted to let him know. He says, yeah. He says he didn't realize Rabbi Schechter holds like that, but he knew Rabbi Willig holds like that. He took a survey of people. He says that's where Rabbi Willig does things. He took a survey of people. Do you consider pizza a meal food or a snack food? And everybody told him, of course, it's a meal food. So he said, yes, he knows that Rabbi Willig holds that it is Hamotzi. He said, I shouldn't come out so stark like that because, after all, Rav Moshe did say it's Mizonos. So fine, so in the Beis Yaakov, I came out very stark that it's Hamotzi, even though I teach his daughter. And it was pretty obvious that, you know, then I said I spoke to Rav in the neighborhood and she guessed right away. But since the shir is through the Aguda, I'm not going to say so strong as I would have wanted to, but my family and my children know that on one bite of pizza, I make them make Hamotzi because we assume that it is a meal type of food. Besides that, Teddy's Pizza and Prima Pizza both told me, befavorish, they told me straight out, that they don't use fruit juice, they use only water. So that issue, as far as category number two, is not a question at all. In Passaic, the question is, as we mentioned, we touched upon it, we said opinion number one, is that filled with fruit? So there's a big machlokes, and it's not even clear how the Mishnah Berurah holds. Let's say it's not filled with fruit. Let's say it's filled with cheese and sauce, which is where the pizza shaila gets in. What comes out is, it depends, in this country, is it a meal type of food, a snack type of food? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that in Eretz Yisrael, it's a meal type of food. And those of you who have been to Eretz Yisrael, you could ask your daughters who have been in seminary, the pizza there is thinner than America, and it's smaller than America. It's a ripoff. And their pizzas, the slices are very small, and he says one slice is a meal type of food. So I would think, surely in America, but that is the issue in regards to pizza. As far as calzones, I'm not 100% sure. I should have asked Rabbi Sachs about calzones. I forgot to. Is a calzone a meal type of food? Or is there a snack type of food? I would think it's also a meal type of food. When you come up to the counter in the pizza shop, there's calzones on the counter. I would imagine that's also type. The only difference between a calzone and a pizza is, the only difference is that Rabbi Feinhandler, Rabbi Feinhandler from Navi Yoshin, he's not alive anymore, but he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yashiv, he said that by pizza, he said, anyways, it's not filled with that. It's flat. He said, it's like grilled cheese. It's just flat on top. The crust doesn't really come up. So anyways, he says, it's not filled. So it doesn't even fit opinion number one anyways. That Nakuda you don't have by the calzones, because that is filled, that's surrounded. So that's the, if that would be, let's say, the only reason you would say that pizza is mizono is hamotzi, because it's not filled with it anyways, so then calzones would be different. But we're saying anyways that it really depends. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It talks about something that's called pashtida. It depends on a meal or a snack. I would think in America nowadays it's a meal type of food. Calzones, quite possibly it is also a meal type of food. I'm just saying what I mentioned last week quickly was that someone came over to me and said, oh, Rabbi Sachs says one slice of pizza is mizonos. I said, really? So, you know, I have to talk to Rabbi Sachs about that. So he said, yeah, Rabbi Sachs said one slice of pizza is mizonos. So it's just simply not true. Rabbi Sachs did not say that. He told me, like I just said, he shouldn't come out so stark that it's hamotzi. But just to clarify, those of us who follow Rabbi Sachs, it seems that you should still make hamotzi. Fine. I think you were first, very quickly. Right, so we discussed that last week. I wanted to ask Rabbi Sachs. You called Rabbi Sachs, okay, good.
He doesn't want to talk to me, he'll talk to you.
Okay, fine, very good. Rabbi Sachs, I did not. Shabbos is always hard for me. Shabbos is hard for me to talk to Rabbi Sachs because there's always a lot of people surrounding him. And it happens to be by Shachris, he wasn't there today or yesterday. It could be, you know, he's in Kugan Hills. So I did not get to ask him specifically about that. But Bli Neder, I will.
Oh, my God, we're so excited about this.
I told him this week. I'm sorry, I know you don't want to discuss the pizza rule again, but when you say it depends on whether you consider it a meal or a snack. So we women would consider it a meal, no question.
Right.
But our 18-year-old boys who consume mass quantities of food at any given time, for them, a slice of pizza is...
It's an excellent question, but the answer is the following. We can't be confused with what we said. Maybe I should have been more clear about it. Right.
That's why I wanted to make sure.
In regards to how many kezayis have to be eaten to make something, a mizonos food into a hamotzi, that depends on that category group, the type of people, the age, the men or women. But in this question, is something is a meal type of food or a snack type of food? That does not depend on the type of person. The person, for sure not. But that does not depend on the type of person. That depends on the Medina, on the country. What country? So the country of America assumes that pizza is considered a meal type of food, and then therefore, even for teenage men and teenage boys and teenage girls, that would not be a difference. So there, we assume if in America, nowadays, it's a meal type of food, it would be a meal type of food for everybody. Even for a yeshiva bacher who eats six slices at a time, it would still be considered hamotzi. Yeah.
So the Amelon's pizza from Costco that said mizonos.
So those pizza, right? So thank you. I wanted to get back to that. Those are hamotzi. Yeah. Those are hamotzi. And when I taught this in class last year, one of the girls, she had brought that for lunch. She had brought that for lunch. And this was her lunch. I mean, it was like 12:25. The bell rang, and she brought this for lunch. So she said, I can't make hamotzi on this. She just couldn't bring herself to make a hamotzi on it. She said, the box says mizonos. And I know all the place can say hamotzi, but the box says mizonos. I said, you make hamotzi. And I said, if you have any problem in Shemayim, lachamei ve'esrim, it's on me. You should make hamotzi. And you should make hamotzi. And also those pitas, you buy the pitas. The pitas say mizonos on it, brachosa mizonos. Those are hamotzi. It's a meal type of food. You put falafel balls inside and salad and French fries, which we call chips, and tchina, that is a meal. It's a meal type of food, and that goes back into the mizonos rolls issue. Even if it says berchasa mizonos on it, if it's a meal type of food, it is hamotzi. Yeah.
What about garlic knots?
Garlic knots. So Teddy, when he gave I don't like garlic knots, but he gave one of my kids a free garlic knot. Mm-hmm. And he said, here, have one. And he said, b'chaso hamotzi. So I'm not saying that Teddy is a paisik. But the garlic knots, to me, it was a little bit surprising. I wasn't going to ask him about it, but I would think that the garlic knots are mizonos. I would have thought that's like a snack type of food, no?
But you make it out of the same dough as the pizza.
Right, so probably you make it out of, it's all water. He doesn't use fruit juice. He told me he doesn't use fruit juice by the pizza, so I imagine he doesn't use the fruit juice for the garlic knots also. The thing is, though, that the same one, you add a lot of cinnamon, you add a lot of sugar, so you add a lot of garlic, so it's not a garlic you can't really call sweet, but...
But a garlic bread you would make hamotzi.
Right, so that's a garlic bread, because that's a garlic bread that you would smear something on it. So it's a garlic knot. I don't know, it's like a small garlic knot.
Order to make hamotzi on it before eating a calzone.
If it's not made from the only, it wouldn't be considered fruit juice because, you know, at least in Teddy's, you know, they use it totally with water. Question is, if it fits into category number two, as far as you're using other ingredients, lots of sugar, lots of cinnamon, if lots of garlic would change the halacha, it could be not. It's not sweet. So garlic is not sweet. So quite possibly he's right that that would be hamotzi. The best would be to wash on something else, but not always is that an option. But yeah.
So I guess that's also similar to my question. When you make something miniature, meaning like you take pizza dough and you make, like, let's say you're having a hors d'oeuvres and you make mini pizzas, like, you know, bite-sized pizzas.
Oh, so pizza snaps.
Or you take pizza dough and you make mini garlic knots. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you're making something as a snack type of thing. Is that the same, like when you said passes,
it would have to fit into one of the categories, but if it does and it's made like a snack, then yeah, it will be considered a snack. I taught this on Friday in the Beis Yaakov, and the girls wanted to know, what about pizza snaps? So I said, I don't know what pizza snaps are. The last Friday, a week and a half ago, I said, I don't know what pizza snaps. So they tried to explain it to me from yeshiva from the Beis Yaakov on Friday. I went to visit a baby, and I came, you know, for a bris, and in the oven was pizza snaps. The boy came home from yeshiva and he was making pizzas. I said, can you show me? He was like, I said, can you show me what pizza snaps are? Show me the box. I was checking the baby. I ran to the kitchen. I wanted to see the pizza snaps. I would think those are... I asked the boy. He was like 10 years old. I said, is that a snack or a lunch? He said, oh, it's a snack. It's a snack. So it could be that that's considered like a snack. You know,
why
you just eat a couple...
You said that pass, it doesn't matter even if you take a small bite of pizza. You said for your kids...
No, if it's a meal type of food... If it's a meal food, then even if I take only one bite as a snack, that remains hamotzi. But first we need to determine, is it a snack type of food or is it a meal type of food?
So if I take challah dough and make it into ragalach, like a sweet challah dough, people take the kinneret dough from
people make
it into like cinnamon ragalach or like a cinnamon dessert.
I would imagine that's mizonos.
Really?
But
it's challah dough.
It's challah dough, but you made it and you filled it with a chocolate, with a cinnamon, with something sweet, then that turns it into mizonos. If you took challah, I have a loaf of challah in front of me, and then I go do something to it, those are very complicated halachas. French toast, perfect example. That will remain hamotzi. A student asked me about that a couple weeks ago. She took matzah and she put chocolate on and she made. That is complicated halachas, which we're not going to cover, but many times that will remain hamotzi. But from what I'm understanding, a challah dough, that you didn't make it yet, you didn't bake it yet, you didn't bake it or cook it yet, so it still needs to be, right, you didn't change it yet, that still needs to be determined, is this going to be made into a snack food or a meal food? If you make it into some type of ragalach, so that will be a mizonos. I'd imagine that will be a mizonos. Wraps we have to discuss.
Is there any inyan of how many slices a person has to have?
So the inyan would be where if you do hold that it depends on each and every person, so then, yeah, one slice is a mizonos, maybe, is a snack, and two slices is a hamotzi. Supposedly Rav Moshe did say that back then, but many places come out telling us that was back then. Nowadays, it's automatically, it is a one slice will be hamotzi. Besides, by the way, as we said before, that even if it is a pasah b'kisna, it's a mizonos, but if I eat a certain amount, it turns into hamotzi. So we said opinion number one is 8 kezias. This touches upon what you wanted to know before. The 8 kezias, we said anyways, turns into hamotzi according to opinion number one. Opinion number two is depends what normal amount to eat. Rabbi Bander says that one slice of pizza is 8 or 9 kezias. So even if you would say that pizza is mizonos, let's assume just theoretically for a second, pizza is mizonos. If you have one slice of pizza, so according to opinion number one, anyways, you have to wash. If he's right that 8 or 9 kezias is one slice of pizza. So anyways, you have opinion number one of turning it into hamotzi. And we said for women and for teenage girls, the normal amount anyways maybe is 8 or 9 kazai. So then even according to opinion number 2, it turns into hamotzi. So quite possibly anyways. But yes, you are right that maybe that would, if you hold one slice as mazonos, then yeah, if you have one slice or one and a half or two, anyways, you have, you're getting into the issue of turning it into hamotzi anyway.
Why did Moshe hold that way then? He certainly knew the halacha. The 8 kazai is much smaller.
No, because we paskin like opinion number 2. We paskin like opinion number 2 that really doesn't depend on 8 kazayis. It depends on what's the normal amount. We said last week from Ramosha that Ramosha just said you should try to be machma like opinion number 1 and eat, if you're not going to wash, eat less than 8 kazayis. Could be anyways, one slice of pizza Ramosha held is not 8 or 9 kazayis. Maybe held it's only 6 kazayis. I don't know. But anyways, that's, you know, that's not clear. But anyways, we said, really, the Mishnah Berurah comes out to paskin like opinion number 2, that it's not 8 or 9 kazayas for a man. It would be, let's say, 10 or 11 or 12 kazayas, something like that. Yeah.
Hot pretzels?
Hot pretzels. So I'm going to get to hot pretzels. I'm going to get to pancakes and hot pretzels and wraps, and Bez Hashem, we'll get there. We should hopefully be able to. Okay. Until now, we've been discussing all cases of pas, meal type of pas, and a snack type of pas. There's other types of mazonos foods, we make a mazonos on it, but it doesn't get a category of pas. And it's made more chashuv, so therefore it's mazonos, but it's not considered pas. And we're not going to get into all the details, but basically what it comes out is that pas has what we call a teresa dinama. I'll spell it for you. Teresa is tuf vav resh yud saf Aleph, Teresa, which means an appearance, a toar is a title, an appearance of, Teresa is an appearance of, Nahma in Aramaic means bread, not to be confused with the name Nahma. Nahma is Nun Hey Mem Aleph, it's an Aramaic word for bread. So if it has an appearance of bread, all of these examples that we've been discussing, pretzels and cakes and cookies, they have what we call a Teresa de Nahma, appearance of bread, and it really doesn't only depend on appearance of how it looks. It depends on other things as well, as far as if it's baked as opposed to cooked. Details that are, we're not going to get into as far as what determines it, but there are plenty of mazonos foods that are not teresa dinama, and you make mazonos, but even if you eat a lot of it, you'll never have to make hamotzi. You will always make only a mazonos, because it's not considered pas. Examples are oatmeal, farina, farfel, and all pastas, like spaghetti, macaroni, all of those, as you all know, are mazonos, but you could eat tons and tons and tons of that, it'll remain mazonos and ala michya. Because since that doesn't have a teresa dinama, let's assume they're all very, very flat, and they're very thin, and therefore they don't have at all a resemblance to pas, and therefore to bread, and therefore they are mazonos, and they remain mazonos. Also donuts, the place can tell us, donuts are mazonos, and that, of course, you know, but even if you have 20 donuts, Hanukkah, you want to have 20 donuts, still, it'll remain mazonos, because, even though, of course, it's not flat, but because it's cooked as opposed to baked,
it's fried,
right, so it's fried, and maybe it's deep fried, so then that's considered like cooking, it's not considered a regular baking, and because of that, we'll say that that also does not have a teresa dinama, and you would not make a hamotzi ever on donuts. Hold on 1 second. Wafers, as you all know, are mazonos. It's there for the taste. Even though the wafer part, the mazonos part, is very thin, but that's the ikar, and you'll make a mazonos on it. The mazonos part is very, very, very thin. So you can have plenty of wafers, and will always remain mazonos. Lakshin kugel is also always mazonos. That's basically the same as pasta. Lakshin is pasta, and that'll have the same halacha as pasta. You could have 20 pieces of lakshin kugel. That will remain always mazonos. Pancakes. Hold on 1 second. Let me just finish a few of these examples. Pancakes. I saw in Rabbi Banner's Sefer, he talks, not the Kazai Sefer, in the regular Sefer, he talks about pancakes, and he says that pancakes are considered pas. They are considered a bread family product. I know it's pretty thin. It may depend on how it's made, but that's how it comes out. You could look at it. It's on page 493. He says, according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it would be a pas above a kisnan, and therefore it's mazonos, but if you have enough of them, depends on how big the pancakes are, depends how thick they are. If you eat the amount of kviya suda, that you would need to wash. I know for myself, I never end up washing on pancakes, but a lot of times when I take something to eat in the car after a bris, so if the bris is serving pancakes, so I'm getting a little bit sick of bagels and tuna, so if I have pancakes, I take pancakes for the road, so I make sure to have less than 8 kazayas of pancakes. Even if, which is not such a problem. Usually by brisim the pancakes are pretty small. It's embarrassing to walk out of there with 20 pancakes. So anyways, I'm only taking 4 or 5 or 6, so it's not a problem. And this way I make sure that I won't have to wash on the pancakes. Knishes and berekas are also considered pas. He talks about that over there, I believe. And the filling, we've discussed that the filling is counted towards that. It has to be a certain amount of kazayas of the mezonos part. But also, you have a knish, we said knishes are mezonos. But if you have, not that, oh, this is my lunch, but you have a certain amount of knish that it would reach that amount of kviyas suda, you have to be careful. A person would need to wash if it reaches that amount of kviyas suda. You asked before in regards to wraps. So we have tuna wraps and egg salad wraps and things like that. So I looked up online, and it's the OU website said from Rabbi Belsky that it depends on the type of wrap. And he said there's two types of wraps. There's a type of wraps that are very, very chewy. There's no pictures over there, but he said they're very chewy, like a laffa could be, he means. But that doesn't work out so well with what he says. Or he says they're the types that are not so chewy and that you could eat by themselves. That's a direct like a quote. So a laffa you could eat by yourself, and I think the regular wraps are the ones that, yeah?
No,
I don't think so. Those are not so chewy. He says the ones that are not so chewy and that you could eat by themselves, he says those are hamotzi. The chewy ones, those are mezonos. I don't know exactly what he's referring to.
If they're not chewy?
And eat it by itself.
What do you mean?
Well, you can.
Plain
wraps? It's pretty expensive to do that. He says the ones that are not chewy that you could eat by themselves, he says those are hamotzi. I make hamotzi, I believe, you know, those regular tuna wraps and the egg salad wraps, yeah. Those are what he would be referring to, and I make hamotzi on those. Supposedly Rabbi Yashiv disagrees. Someone once ran over to Rabbi Yashiv in the street and waved a wrap in his face and said, what bracha is this? This have to be the Nama. So I don't even remember which one he said, but the person who told me this was someone from Passaic who works with OU, and he saw a video of it happening, like a guy video, the guy running over to Rabbi Yashiv in the street and waving a wrap in his face on the way home from Shachas. So I don't even remember what he said, but he said that Rabbi Shachter said you can't rely on it. Whatever he said, it's irrelevant. You can't, like, you're waving in his face.
Those are for
sure. I would imagine those for sure are hamotzi. Anyways, it's a meal type. You make a falafel out of it. You make a ishtanur out of it from
also
shawarma.
These wraps, you make a meal out of it.
Yeah,
so
I would imagine those are hamotzi.
They have like some duck and like a small wrap. It's like totally a snack. Have you seen that? Like it's really bite sized.
If it's bite sized, and if it's made like that originally, it could be those would be hamotzi. It could be those would be mezonos. So it's the same one, right? So it depends on. Were we discussing pita chips last week?
No.
Why not? It should be the should have discussed pizza chips. Well, like we touched upon before, if something is hamotzi and then you want to change it into a snack type of food, or you want to change it into something else, so there a lot of times it'll remain hamotzi. It depends, you have to go cook it and you have to make it less than a kazayas. Most pizza chips are made for the purpose of a snack. My students asked me about it, so I called up Dvash. The Kosher Connection sells two types of pizza chips. The Frum company is Dvash. I called him up. He told me that it's mezonos, and we make it originally for the pizza, for the snack, and it's for sure mezonos, and that's for sure the Dvash pizza chips. I will tell you is mezonos. The Stacy pizza chips, those are kosher, and they sell it in Costco, right? So I called Stacy Pita Chips, and she told me on the phone that it's made from real pitas.
Where'd you ask?
So, well, this was just a regular lady from Wisconsin and whatever.
And your name is Stacy.
I don't know who her name was. So she told me that, no, they're made from real pitas. Yeah. I said, okay, but was the pita made for the purpose of breaking down into smaller pieces, or was it they just bought pitas and then they made it into smaller pieces? So she said that she doesn't know, but I would imagine that they were made originally to break into smaller pieces. Yeah. What she meant was that we're real pitas, and you know, they're made real pitas, yeah, and then we break it down. But of course they're made in the factory of Stacy's factory. I'd imagine they're made for the purpose of breaking into smaller pieces. So therefore those would also be mezonos. Many times you go to a store, whether it's a falafel store, you go to a store and you buy pitas, and then you want to go make it into pita chips, that would remain Hamotzi, unless you have certain conditions. You cook it again and you make it less than a kazayis and it doesn't look like bread anymore. Fine. But what were we just talking about? Wraps. Yeah, so the wraps. So, okay, I'm also confused. So the wraps are, you know, you're telling me by certain smorgasbords they have like their original wraps are made very small for bite size.
Or they're just cut.
No,
like
they're are they originally that are cut? So then that would, I would imagine those, you know, remain to be. You know, let me call Rabbi Belsky. Let me get his phone number. Let me call him himself. I called Rabbi Viner this morning and Rabbi Hartman, and I'm trying to call Rabbi Reisman about the question we discussed before. You know, let me call Rabbi Belsky and let me ask him. Blina there, if anyone knows his phone number offhand, I should be able to get his phone number. It shouldn't be too hard, but if you have it handy, I'll take it from you and Blina there. I'll try to call him and
get.
It's on the OU website, but he didn't explain.
His
phone number.
Could be. Okay.
Yeah. Chex Mix. So like one variety has like the little bagel chips in them. So I picked them out of my son's snack bag because I didn't know if he has to wash them.
So those bagel chips, what are they made? Maybe it's because I had to call the company. Were they made? Did they take bagels and then they changed it into bagel chips,
the
or were they made? I know, but were they made originally for that? Then it would be Mizonos. Then it would be Mizonos. If they were made originally for bagel chips, they're Mizonos.
Right.
Leftover for sure. Right. Yeah. Chances are that's a, yeah. So almost all cases would be Mizonos. All the bagel chips and pita chips. Chances are those should be Mizonos because those are made for the purpose of. I just want to show you that I'm not out, you know, to fight for hamotzi, like for pizza. It depends on if it's made for a snack. Yeah. What is that? Matzah brei. If they were crushed all the way down, and the what?
No, you take your matzahs, you break them up, you put it with the eggs, and then you fry it. It's hamotzi. You take the matzah.
Yeah,
so you take original matzah, but if it's fried, it could be that if it's not considered, you know, cooked like that, then it could be it would remain. Especially if it still looks like matzah, it would remain hamotzi. Yeah, then it would remain hamotzi. It would remain hamotzi. What's matzah farfel?
It's just smaller pieces.
It
looks like the size of a
Cheerio.
Like
and it's cooked? Just chopped up?
It's like the size of a Cheerio.
But it's cooked before they serve it as a side dish? It's cooked again, I mean? Yeah, so quite possibly that would turn into Mizonos. Yeah, quite possibly that would turn into Mizonos. If it's so broken down, yeah.
Can I ask a question? If somebody makes the wrong bracha because this is so confusing,
yeah.
What do you do?
So we said if you make a mizonos on something that's really hamotzi, b'dieved that works. B'dieved that works. It's okay. Hamotzi on mizonos is a big machlokes. Also, since it's a machlokes, you wouldn't make a new bracha. But it's not as clear. The benching you make on whatever the correct one was, you bench. If you don't, so now you, if you still don't know, so you got to find out before you make a bracha achrona. So if you realized, hey, did I make the right bracha now?
Yeah. And if you make something into hamotzi,
can I tell you a story? Let me tell you a story.
If you make something like into hamotzi when you shouldn't have, that's more of a, is that a problem?
Hamotzi on an alar pass, then it's a machlokas. Hamotzi on a hadama or her eight, then for sure that doesn't work.
But let's say it wasn't sure, and I made it hamotzi because I thought that it was a meal, and then I was wrong.
Then you don't make a new bracha.
What do you do?
You don't make a new bracha. But you would have to bench. If you find out that it was really hamotzi or really mizonos, then you would say the bracha achrona for the proper bracha, what should have been made. But you don't make a new bracha rishon. Yeah.
Okay, two questions. First, you said donuts, but like let's say Entenmann's donuts are not fried. It's really cake. You know, like the Entenmann's donuts.
I remember from way back.
Yeah.
From my Chol of Stam days. Yeah.
Those are just like, that's more like cake. It's not like the airy fried donuts.
Are you sure there's
someone
from
the I don't
eat
them, but
I don't eat them. They're delicious, but I really miss them. But
okay, second question is croutons. When you buy the Osem croutons in the store, I would imagine those were made in the factory. They didn't take someone's leftover challah.
Right.
But if you go to like a restaurant, then they make fresh croutons.
Right. Quite possibly, if that was made from real bread and it was just broken up and you know, you could still tell that it looks like bread.
Or just
yeah,
ask
they would,
Teddy.
Those are the main hamotzi.
U.S. Teddy for his onion soup.
Okay, I could ask him. I like onion. So let me just tell you one story before we go on.
So if it's made from,
oh, it depends. Yeah, quite possibly. Yeah, if they were made for the purpose of that, it's just like a, not a meal type of food. It's made just like as a crouton. Instead of rushing through the halachas of rice, Bez Hashem, next time we'll get to the halachas of rice and granola bars, and then we'll be finished with mizonos. We'll be able to move on. What?
Philo dough.
What is that?
That's where you get the deli roll from.
That's the philo dough outside. Puff pastry.
Puff pastry is a
good question. Many times it's made into. I mean, I know most people on a deli roll they make mizonos. Most people. How much? What is deli roll made out of? Water, or it's made out of fruit? Some type of fruit juice.
The dough.
I'm
sure it's probably water.
I think it's water.
It's just a lot of margarine.
If it's made into a deli roll, quite possibly, maybe it's considered like a snack food. But many people eat deli roll as like a meal type of food. They serve it by the Shabbos meal.
As a side dish.
But you already made it.
Yeah. Maybe that's why most people make mizonos on deli rolls.
I know,
but you already made
I'm not surprised that there are different rabbeim that say different things about deli roll.
Egg rolls.
If I'm on the phone already with Rabbi Belsky about the wraps, so maybe I'll ask him. Cinnamon bread? Okay. But I don't know, does he know about the cinnamon bread? Rabbi, I called Rabbi Bonner once. I told you once called about the apples. But
Hot pretzels.
That for sure I was told that Rabbi Belsky discusses. And he says that, I'm pretty sure he says hot pretzels should be hamotzi. But the thing is that, you know, in Kosher Connection they sell that yellow box of the six, they're pretty small. Maybe it's like a snack type of food. That one is made with fruit juice. And it tastes pretty sweet. It doesn't taste like a regular bread. Quite possibly it's a snack type of food. It depends on the size. Your son, even if you eat it as a meal, I think most people eat hot pretzels as a snack type of food. It's understood to be like a snack type of food, I do believe. So
like if you go to an amusement park, no one sits down to eat a hot pretzel meal.
Right. That's why I think most people make mizonos and snack. Let me just end off with one story in the last 2 minutes, and then next time Ezra Shem will discuss rice and granola. The reason why I'm telling this story is because I told this story last week in the Beis Yaakov, and a mother called me up to complain that I told the story, that I'm making girls go off the derech with the story. So this way I'm going to say it again. Whatever. She sounded like a very nice lady on the phone, and she prefaced it with a compliment, of course, which is what you're supposed to do. Oh, yes, your classes are great, but, you know. So this story, and I don't mean to scare anybody with this story, but it's a story about the halachas we've been discussing, and I just want to show you the strictness. I can't vouch for the truth to this story. It's not in my father's book, and we didn't check into it, but the way the story goes is the following. That there were these two tzaddikim that they made up with each other that when one of them dies, whoever dies first, they're going to come to the other in a dream and tell the other person. They hung up just because I'm telling the story. Maybe they didn't want to hear the story. Maybe it was her. So he said that we'll come to the one who's still alive and tell them what's going up in Shemayim. Fine. So one of them dies and he doesn't come back in a dream. He doesn't. Waiting and waiting and waiting. 5 years after this person was the first tzaddik was nifter, he comes to the other one in a dream. He says, "Where you been? What's going on?" He says, "Let me tell you what happened." He says, "I got up to Shemayim, big tzaddik. I was ready to go right into Gan Eden, and right before I was about to go into Gan Eden, they stopped me and they said, 'There's one avera that I was mezalzel, that I wasn't makbid on, and I wasn't careful about this avera.' And on his madriga, of course, they were told him that he can't go into Gan Eden, and they said that his avera was that he wasn't careful about the bracha of mizonos, and many times that they were really hamotzi foods that he should have made that he should have made hamotzi, or he had kaviyah suda and he didn't wash, and he made mizonos on one slice of pizza. No, just kidding. And there were times that he should have washed and with kaviyah suda, and these halachos of mizonos and hamotzi and pasah baba kisten, and he wasn't careful about. So on his madriga, he wasn't able to go into Gan Eden, and he had a choice: either he could go back to this world as a gilgal, to Olam Hazeh as a gilgal, and or he could eat a hot cake of coals. A cake is mizonos, mida keneged mida, and he could eat this hot cake of coals. That'll be his punishment. And he said, you know, the Sfarim tell us that, you know, to go come as a Gilgal, it's very painful for the neshama. It's not so simple. You just come back and forth. You know, it's very painful for the neshama to come back as a Gilgal. So he said, he figured he didn't want to come back as a Gilgal. So he chose to take the punishment, the one-time punishment of eating this hot cake of coals. And he said, it took me 5 years to eat this hot cake of coals, and now I finally finished eating it. So now I'm coming to you. So, is it true? I don't know. Is it true? Really? Did it really happen? That's one of my students wanted to know. I don't know what it means exactly. Of course, we don't know 100% what it means. But just to show that these are halachos, and I think somebody even called out last week and says, how come we never do this? And a lot of times we don't follow halacha because we don't know the halacha. And a lot of times we are deceived. It says, Berchas HaMazonos on the package. These are halachos that a person needs to be careful about. Clarify, Bez Hashem, I'll be neder. I will try to clarify the cinnamon bread and the wraps and the puff pastry dough and the hot pretzels. Okay, those four things. And whether I'll call Rabbi Belsky, Rabbi Badner, Blineder, I'll get onto it. And Bez Hashem, next week we'll continue with rice and granola, and we'll continue with other parts of it.
So now I'm even more nervous.